I really got to salute the mayor. You know, United Way never takes a political stand, but I repeatedly hear the mayor say that he believes that our city government needs to help people in need, and I think that that's the right role for government. There's actually some active debate going on right now whether people should just be on their own and left to freeze and starve because they've had opportunities and didn't take them, or whether it's actually the role of government to help people in need. And I really like our mayor's mindset and his commitment to helping people get back on their feet and succeed. So we knew that that Ethnos facility has been on the market for a while. I walked through it a couple of years ago and said, oh my gosh, this would be an amazing solution for housing issues in Jackson. So I called Steve Castle at the Interfaith Shelter and said, Steve, you should buy that and turn it into a homeless shelter and expand. And he said, that's a great vision, Ken. I would love to, but Interfaith can't do that alone. United Way should do it. And I said, oh, thanks, Steve. And then I called friends at some other housing agencies and said, do you know that place is for sale? Wouldn't that be awesome? And they all said, that would be awesome, but we're too busy right now. We're doing other stuff. Why doesn't United Way buy it and we'll support it? So we had this conversation for about a year pre-pandemic, and everyone kept saying, yeah, Ken, why don't you do something with that? And my answer was, well, United Way doesn't typically work in housing. That's always been sort of the one area we don't do much in.
Right.
And then when the pandemic hit, I started getting calls from everywhere. The city calls on a regular basis saying people need housing solutions. We know the Interfaith Shelter had to actually close a couple times when the virus got in there, and they've had to downsize their capacity because of the virus. There are less housing solutions now than ever, and the need is exploding. Literally, people are losing their homes every day now in Jackson. Evictions are starting. There's a special waiver you now have to fill out, and a lot of people don't know that. And so the pace is just increasing. There are more and more people put up in hotels temporarily, and that's not a very good situation. So we formed an advisory group to say, let's take a serious look at that facility and what can we do to bring a better housing solution into Jackson.